Okay, let's get started with Baba Basra, Kuf Mem Beis. Kuf Mem Beis, 142, and we are on Kuf Mem Aleph Amid Beis, towards the bottom. So we're talking about the Mishnah where the father said he was very excited that he was going to have a child. So he says, you know what, if I have a child, A, if I have a Zachar, I'm going to give 100, if I have a daughter, I'm going to give 200, all the different permutations like we had in the Mishnah. What happens if he has twins? You know, do we say zero? Do we say both? And then we mentioned that Hamazakal Ubar Lo Kana, the Gemara quoted on Kuf Mem Aleph Amid Beis, that if somebody tries to give money to an Ubar, to an unborn fetus, there can't be a kinyan, right? Who are you going to have a kinyan with? Lav Bar Kinyan. So the question is, how do you read our Mishnah then? Our Mishnah sounds like that I'm being maknas something to an unborn fetus. So how does that work? Tosas pointed out that even a Shchiv Meira can't get out of such fundamental problems. If you get out of a problem with just the Maisa Kinyan, you should be able to make a Maisa Kinyan, you physically can't. So we'll say, okay, it's as if you made a Maisa Kinyan. But here, it's a more fundamental issue of Lo Bala Olam. So how does it work? So that was the question that Rav Nachman asked Rav Huna, who is the author of our Mishnah? So Rav Huna said, I don't know. Eini yodea mishana, I'm not sure. I don't know, right, which itself is a Musar Haskel. Sometimes we have to say, I don't know. We don't know everything, right? The Baal Amor was fond of saying, lo yadati she yadati, ad she yadati shelo yadati. Right, I didn't realize I knew something until I realized I didn't know everything. Lo yadati she yadati, ad she yadati shelo yadati. Rabbeinu Yonah quotes that in the last parak of Pirkei Avos, that line from the Baal Hamor. So to realize that I don't know everything is an important maila. Rabbi Kiva Eger in Mesechas Brachas, around the Chafhei or so, quotes 50 Rashis, where Rashi says on Chumash and Shas v'chulu, I don't know. So he puts them all together. But either way, that's the Musar from Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, I don't know who the author is. But Rav Nachman persists. Rav Nachman says, the Gemara persists. The Gemara says, why didn't Rav Huna say A, B, C, D, E, F? Right, all of the suggestions that the Gemara might, the Mishnah might be going according to. So the Gemara said, maybe it's Rabbi Meir. Doesn't work. Because this is Lo Bala Olam. That maybe, if this is Rabbi Yossi Shita, that an Uber can be Kona, as we saw in Yevamos. So he said, that might be different because it might be easier for an Uber to get a Yerusha than to get a Kinyan, because Yerusha is Ba Me'eleha. Yerusha is automatic. It's not really, there is a Makna, we spoke about this at the beginning of the 8th Perek, with the mitzvah of Yerusha. When exactly is it fulfilled? The second before the person dies? Is it after the person dies? But it's definitely different. It's automatic. It's not a kinyan with a normal makna and kona. So maybe that's where Rabbi Yossi said an Uber can be kona, because it's easier. So he said, no, so that's the difference. Maybe it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Maybe it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka and Rabbi Yossi put together, the Gemara says. And finally, the Gemara on number 5, a couple lines up from the bottom, the last suggestion we did yesterday was, well, maybe the Mishnah is not even talking about the Ubar. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about just the Mavaser, the one who tells me that my wife had a baby. Maybe that's who I'm promising the money to. So the Gemara says that doesn't work, because the end of the Mishnah speaks about clearly a Yoresh, the Yoresh himself, the Tumtum, whether the Tumtum is going to get or not get. So that suggestion is out also. So 3 lines from the bottom, the next suggestion. Says the Gemara, Vale Male Bishayolda. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about a case where the baby was already born and he just doesn't know what he had. He doesn't know. So he says, oh, if my wife had a boy, had a girl, so the Uber is it's not an Uber anymore. Now it's a Tinoch, now it's a baby. So maybe that's what the Gemara is talking about. Maybe that's what the Mishnah is referring to. Vale male bisha yalda, says the Gemara, no. Ihachi diktani seifas. What about the next line of the Mishnah? Vim omar kol masha teilid ishti yitol hareze yitol. Anything that my wife, any child that my wife will give birth to, he will take. Kol sha teilid, kol sha yalda mi baile. It should say yalda. It shouldn't say teilid future. It should say yalda, past. And the Gemara seems to not want to suggest chisurim echzra, that it's just a wrong girsa, right? Sometimes you have a whole line missing, but here you specifically said the future, teilid, so the Gemara does not think that you could switch it. So that also is not a suggestion. Next, v'lei malei, the Gemara says now on top, da'amar l'kisha teilid, maybe, why didn't Rav Huna answer that the Mishnah is talking about a case where he does not want to be marketed to the Uber now? When the Uber is born, I am now obligating myself to pay then. And it's only referring to then, when it's Bala Olam. Right, says the Rashbam on top. Rav Huna Masnisan to Amar Imtelid Ishti Zachar Tnu Le Mana Likishet Teled to Lo Zachi Le Klumach Ivaled. And this is not a problem of Mazakel Uber, which we said is Lokana. Maybe it's referring to a case of Likishet Teled. Even though at that point the Shchiv Meirah or the person won't, maybe he's not around, but he's still obligating himself. Says the Gemara, Rafuna Lataimei, Rafuna Lishitaso did not give that suggestion to explain our Mishnah why. Dama Rafuna, because Rafuna says also that wouldn't work. Af Likisha Tele Lokana. Because Rafuna holds that even if somebody says, yes, in the future Likisha Tele, that is not going to work. Why? Dama Rafuna. Because there is really a three-way machlokas. Rav Nachman is machalik. Rav Nachman says, and that's why Rav Nachman asked Rav Huna this question, interestingly. So Rav Huna didn't give him the answer because of what he holds. Maybe Rav Nachman, you know, you're asking me a question, maybe l'shitascha, you have an answer, but that answer is not going to work for me. But Rav Nachman himself says that if somebody tries to give something to a fetus, it does not work. But if he says, this should be theirs when they are born, so that would work. One is allowed to be mechalik like that. We'll get back to that shita. That's Rav Nachman. Rav Huna amar, af l'kishatele lo kana. Rav Huna says, no. If you try to give it to somebody, even if it's for the future, but if right now, lo bala olam, then it can't be chozer v'neir. If there's a problem now with the kinyan, then there's a problem in the future with the kinyan. That is Rav Huna shita, that it doesn't work across the board. For Rav Sheshes amar, echazev echazek kana. Rav Sheshes says, no, even an Uber can be kona. Right? So is it they both don't work, they both do work, or one is mechalik? Those are the three shitas, but the reason that Rav Huna did not give the answer of l'kisha teled, because he says l'kisha teled would not work. So let's go back, though, to talk about Rav Nachman's opinion. Rav Nachman says Rav Shetele would work, right? Meaning, as the Rashbam explains, even though Rav Nachman holds Ein Adamakna Davar Shelo Bala Olam, about the 10th line or so in the Rashbam, Hacha Gabi Ubar Modi Dechashivle Ki Yeshno Ba'olam. An Ubar is not as bad as other items that are Lo Bala Olam. The Ubar is in the world, it's just inside the mother. Inside the mother, so it is, doesn't have its own status, gets into the sugya of Ubar Yerach Imo, or Lav Yerach Imo, so it's Kilu. V'gaman achasim shenosin lo harihim ba'olam, ela shetzorach l'sakein l'shono, v'lomar nechasai lahai Ubar l'kishetelaid, da'azroi l'knos l'gamrei. Says the Rashbam, you know why Rav Nachman says that l'kishetelaid kana, even though by other lo bala olams, maybe he wouldn't agree? Because this is somewhat bala olam. He's just surrounded. Somebody mentioned after Shir yesterday, right, we spoke yesterday at the end of the Shir about Rabbi Yossi Shita. Rabbi Yossi holds, in Mesechas Yevamos, Ubar b'mei Zara Zarhu. That even a son of a Kohen, who was in the Ashes Kohen's uterus, so then the baby is considered Yisrael until the baby comes out. So that Shita obviously is not holding like the opinion of the Rokeach, right? The Rokeach is the one that has the Svek Sveika, a big discussion in the postgame, fascinating discussion that the Shach quotes this in Yaradeya about a pregnant Ashes Kohen going into a cemetery. The Rokeach says that a pregnant Ashes Kohen could go into a cemetery. Why? Maybe she's pregnant with a boy, and the boy's a Kohen, and you can't go in, Kohen boy, male Kohen cannot go into a cemetery. Maybe it's going to be a girl. And even if it's a girl, even if it's a boy, maybe it's a Lav Bar Kayama. Okay, and that gets into the whole discussion of, is that really two sfeikas, or is it one safek? What about Bizman Hazet, where you can know what gender it is? Do you say that the heter still applies? Yes, that's all assuming that maybe, not like Rabbi Yossi, but that relates to our issue here of, in Ubar is more Bala Olam than other Bala Olams, and that's why the Rashbam explains Rav Nachman here, L'kishatelid would be Kona, and that's how we would interpret his words. That's how we would interpret his words. That's the Rashbam. The Rabbi Elchanan here notes, interesting question, a very straightforward question. He can't do the Kenyan. He can't do the Kenyan with the Ubar, because it's somewhat low below right now. So as Rabbi Elchanan, since when do we say it does not last the problem? Right? Why don't we say that there should always be a problem? Kasha, says Rabbi Elchanan here in Ostaf Tzadi. Kasha, de mikom makom, kiven de lo mahani, Hi Taima, Sheha Ubar Yizkala Alter, since the Ubar cannot be Zoha immediately, Imkin Mehechi Mahani Lukashatele, Miika Midi Dahasha Lochayal Basar Zimna Chayal. When do you ever have something that right now it would be problematic to work? it doesn't work, and then later on, Mamela, naturally it would work. And that's how we interpret his words. Maishna Miamakadish Ashis Ish La Akhar Shetiskarish. Right, what about if a man goes over to a woman and says, I know you're married right now, but Hari Amakudeshli but the Bazuka that's Hosh of Yisrael, La Akhar Shetitkarshi. You know, after you got, I know you're having trouble with your husband, you know, next week the divorce is happening, but I'm going to be out of town. But I want to make sure I marry you, and I want, nobody else does it. So I'm going to marry you now. Look at Shittas Garish. That doesn't work. That doesn't work. When the child is in Ubar, right, it doesn't work. Also, according to the opinions of Hukar Ubra, right, that some Rishonim hold. The Rambam talks about this in Hilchas Ishus. What if it's late in the pregnancy? So maybe that would be enough. But what do you mean? But if it doesn't work in the beginning, what changes? How does it automatically work? Kivan mikol makom kivan da kiddushin in chalon achshav eich mahani lekisha teled kivan da achshav in uba roy lekiddushin. Says Rabbi Chana, what do you have to say? V'shema yesh lomar deleda. Now it's different. This is different, right? Why is this different than gerushin? Why is this more bala olam? He's already said, the Rashbam has already said, that Ubar is more bala olam than other low bala olam statuses. There's something here now. But now Rabbi Chanan adds, and what makes it bala olam? Do you have to do anything? Or it's a natural process, davar d'memela. Says Rabbi Chanan, v'shema yesh lomar, deleida lo chashiv mechusar maisa, v'havi kamo zman d'memela ka'asi. This has two things going for it. Number one, the baby is somewhat bala olam right now. It's not totally nolad, literally. And number two, what has to happen is out of my control. It happens by itself. Hashem's in charge. It's bamemela. Ela tibi mekadesh e efshar la'achar shiyamas. By marriage, you can't. Why? Because gerishin is not davar d'memela. Right? The baal has to do something. V'lo amri, right? So then, therefore, so this is better. Leda is a natural result of the pregnancy, while misa or gerushin is not, and therefore it would be worse in that case. There is one line in the Tosas Rid here that the notes on the bottom interpret it. It doesn't say it beferish, but that's how the interprets it. What about in ubar before 40 days? What about that? So we know in halacha that 40 days after fertilization there is a status. Beforehand, it's called Maya Ba'alma, in halachic terms. So, in these cases of Mezaker Le'ubar, like Rav Nachman, L'kishatelet Kana, would he say that even before 40 days? Is that, would the Rashbam explain that? So says the Tosas Rid, Ad Kan Lomar Rav Nachman Hasam, when Rav Nachman says, there's a problem by Deka L'Peirosav, Delo Havi Ba'olam Klal Be'is HaMechira, V'sfir Le'dein HaDamak L'Chaveiro Davar Shlo Ba'la Olam, Avala Ubar, but an Ubar is different. He's trying to explain like the Rashbam, it's less Lo Ba'la Olam, but what's the language? Avala Ubar, Kfar Notzar V'Nivra. That's what the Rav Tosas Rid says. It has already been created. Notzar V'Nivra. V'Dami L'Peiros Dekel Shechantu. It's like fruit that have already started growing, but has not, and blossomed, but has not been completed yet. That's what Rav Nachman would say. That's considered balolam. It's just not completed yet. But there's a problem with the bar kinyan before the ubar comes out, and therefore hilkal kolzman shehi b'me'ayimo lo kana v'yachol lachserbo. B'shenolad eino yachol lachserbo. So it's bala olam with a problem, with an external problem. So that lashon of notzar v'nivra, the footnotes assume maybe this means right away, even before 40 days. D'lo be'inan shehi nikar v'gam lo be'inan mem yom li yitziraso v'shidas yachid izu. This is a das yachid, because the Rosh Barais, you need hukar ubar, which is 3 months according to most, v'chulu, and he discusses this. But this is a fascinating shita, because we know that there is something there before 40 days, but it's considered maya ba'alma, right? The Ramban discusses in Torah Sa'adam, it's quoted by the Poskim. Are we mechal Shabbat? Let's say a woman usually doesn't know she's pregnant until after 40 days anyway. But let's say a woman knows she's pregnant, and it's 2 weeks after fertilization. So, we're mechal Shabbos. Because of the Svara. Because of what Svara? V'chai bohem? No. Because there's no V'chai bohem yet. There's no Chiyus here. But we hold like all of those Shitos in Maseches Yuma. Chalal Shabbos Achas, Kedei Sheyishmar Shabbosos Harbe. Right? We know this baby could, Bez Hashem, turn out to be a viable fetus and turn into a life. And therefore, Chalal Shabbos Achas, Kedei Sheyishmar Shabbosos Harbe. So for Chalal Shabbos will be Machmer. But here, regarding Kinyan, So does this Bala Olam status come even before 40 days? So that Lashon of the Tosas Rid maybe tips us off a little bit. Notzar v'nivra. Maybe that means immediately at the beginning of fertilization. Right? Judaism does not hold that fertilization, that life starts at fertilization. Certain other religions do. Life starts at fertilization, and therefore certain other religions assert abortion even if the mother's life is in danger. Because why should the mother take precedence over the baby? Judaism does not believe that. Judaism believes that something begins at conception. Something. Something happens at 40 days after fertilization. But that's not a life. Life doesn't start until birth. There is something there. The Rambam discusses this in the context of the mother's life being in danger also based on a Mishnah in Arachin. A big discussion, the child might be called a rodef of the mother if the mother's life is in danger, and we do an abortion. What's chayav to do an abortion if the mother's life is in danger? But that is the discussion, but is before 40 days after, that is an important comment of the Tosas Rid, and again, the footnotes in the Tosas Rid as well. Okay, we continue. So we have three shittas in the Gemara. Machlokas Amoram, what about Lakisha Teled? Rav Huna does not hold that it would work, and that's why he didn't give this answer in the Gemara, that's who the Mishnah is according to. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshes. Mino Amino, Rav Sheshes is the most Mechuda Shita L'chora. Right, the Rav Sheshes says, even right away, Kana. Right, for to an Mzakal Uber's Kana. So where does he know that from? Mino Amino. That's what the Gemara asked that Shita, the Tanya, because the Brisa says as follows. A ger died, meaning someone without relatives. Somebody converted, didn't have any kids, and then they died. So all their nechasim are hefker. And so the people went and took his property. But then they heard, oh, he has a son. They didn't realize. He has a son. Or his wife's pregnant. So what they do, they have to give back the stuff. So, chayavin lahachzir. They have to give back the property. Hechziro hakol. So let's first continue, and then we'll see another Rebbe Elchanan. Hechziro hakol. What if they gave everything back? V'acharkach shamu shemeis beno. And then they heard that the son died after they gave it back. O shehipila ishto, or his wife had a miscarriage. So then, what do? They go back to take it again. Hechzik. They feel bad. He's not doing anything evil here. There's just empty property, right? This property does not. This hefker. So hechzik b'shnia kana. So if they go back a second time, fine. Uberishona Lokana, the first Kenyan didn't work. Why didn't the first Kenyan work? Why not? What if she was pregnant? If she was pregnant, but so what? An Uber can't be Kona anything. And then the Uber died. So there was never anything. So why shouldn't the first Kenyan work? It must be the Uber does something. It must be, says Rav Sheshes, the Uber can be Kona, and that's why their first Kenyan, Chazaka, was not effective. V'isaka died of Uber Lokani, and if you say Uber is not Kona, or Lamalul Achzuke Bishnia, what if they be Kona again? Achzuke Lucha the Zimna. They already were machzik the first time, right? So it must be, Rav Sheshes quotes, that this is a raya to me, that an Uber can be Kona. Amar Abaya, Abaya says that's not a raya. Similar to what we said before, that might be different. We're talking about, can an Uber be Kona if I give something to him? What's that he's talking about? Yerusha. Amar Abaya, Yerusha, haba me'eleha, shiny. Yerusha might be different. And therefore, like we said, it's not normal Kenyan. Maybe it's kam tachtav. Maybe he goes up, and it's not that the Yerusha goes down. And therefore, Abaya says, that's why, don't bring me any rayas from that case of Ger that dies in Ishtim Uberis, because that's Yerusha. A different answer, Rava Amar, Shiny Asam. Again, there is different. Why doesn't the first Kenyan work? Not because an Ubar is Kone, but because the Refuye Marfion Biadayu Meikara. Because the original chazaka that they did was weak. It was a chazaka which we might call betoras safek. It wasn't a strong chazaka. Look in the Rashbam. Rav on the first couple of wide lines. Third wide line. Hai delo kana. That why isn't it kona? Lav mishum ubar hu. It's not that the ubar's kinyan is preventing theirs. Daha ein ubar yoresh. No, Rava says he's not yoresh at all. Ela meikara kisher ziku refuye marfin biadayu. It was a weak mentality in their chazaka. Kisher meisagir bizvizun achasav echziku. Why? Lo niskavnu lahachzik lagamrei. They weren't miskavi to be machzik totally. Rabbi Yonah's lashon hechziku misafik. They were machzik misafik. To misafkalu and yeshlo yarshim imlav. They were Misupik, if there was there were any yarshim, kimosho chiach sof v'atchilaso, just like it proves at the end, sheshamu lebasof shahaya lo ben. So you see, there was a rumor, there was a ben, and maybe there wouldn't be a miscarriage. V'lakach lo avichas, that's why the lakach doesn't work. But again, Rava says not because that the kinyan. The Uber was Kona. No, the Uber wasn't Kona, but it's just that their chazaka was just very tentative at the beginning. So 2 days in the Gemara, Machlokas Abaya and Rava. What is the reason that case is different? Meaning, Rav Sheshe says, you know why that case is different? Because an Uber is Kona. But Abaya and Rava say, no, it's not different. Why? Abaya says, Yerusha is different. Rava says, because the chazaka originally was done B'tara Safik. My Binaya, what's the halacha lamaisa difference between Abaya and Rava? Yikabinayu, Shashamu Boshe Mace, Vilo Mace, Viacharkach Mace. What if they heard that the Uber died, and the Uber didn't die, and then the Uber died? So then, what is the halacha there? So that's the case of the Chazaka was B'tara Zvadai, because they were Machzagid after the Uber died. B'tara Zvadai. But there was still a Yoresh B'Shas HaChazaka. So according to Rava, his reason wouldn't apply. Because this was a Chazaka B'Tarez Vadai, while according to the Abaya, the reason would apply because it is Yerusha. Okay, one or two points. First, Rabbi Chanan, a different Rabbi Chanan. Now, this is Rabbi Chanan in the second volume of Kovet Shiurim. And that is this case where a ger died and they take the property, and then they heard about the pregnant woman. So says this is a Siman Yud Beis in the Kovet Shiurim in the second volume. He says, "Ubezeh efshalasis tam lohadim avur ba'abasar kuf ben beis lomanda amar ein zechiyah leuber afilu biyerusha dememela." Right, according to what the Gemara says here, there's an uber, a fetus cannot be kona, even Yerusha he can't be kona, right? Not like Abaya. The ger shemes v'niachishem uber is called a kodem zacha. Therefore, a ger that dies and his wife is pregnant, whoever gets it, mikom makom im nolad achar kach ben hu motzi min azochem. But according to what we paskin, right, an uber is not kona. So then, what's the halacha in this kind of case where the ger died and they didn't know that he had a pregnant wife? So they're all machzikit. Then they hear that he has a pregnant wife. Let's say they, and then what happens? They give it up. And then what happens? The baby is born. But I don't understand. If it's Hefker at the time, because there's no Kenyan for the Yoresh, so how does he get it the moment he's born? Right? They were already machzikit. So how is it possible that all of a sudden, you know, he's born, okay, I am here to get the Kenyan. Vudavar Tamua. Devada eino zoche lamafreya elu mikana lahaba. We definitely don't say, oh, once he's born, he's zocheid from the time that his mother became pregnant with him. No. Kiva ta'arach shav lo haya bar zachiyah. So I don't understand. How does this work? So says Rabbi Chanan, and this goes back to one of our main questions and issues in Yerusha. Ulafia now, maybe this is it. It's unique to a son. Didafka biben adin kain. Why? Shukam tachas aviv. Farayu ki'ilu aviv chai. He is his father. He's stepping into the shoes of his father. You're right, someone else wouldn't be able to get it, because there wouldn't be Yerusha right now. But here, the second that the child is born, he becomes the father, right? Like the pasuk by Yibum says that when the brother steps in, Yakum Hashem Achiv Ameis, so it's as if the father's alive. It says Rabbi Chanan, what happened if it was Tchias Ameisim when the father came back? He would get the property, right? He's back. Ubevadai, she Ameis Yakum L'Tchia Yikachas L'Chasav, V'chol Makom Shim Seim. And that's why the son would also get it. But by other Yerushas, not by a son, but by a brother, by other Yerushas, so then, Efshar in that case, that they wouldn't be able to take the Nechasim out from the Zochim and the Hefker, to sue Lav Nechsei de Morishain, because they're no longer the Nechasim of the Morish. That's what Rabbi Chanan says at the end of Siman Yud Beis, where he develops this din of two types of Yerusha. Number one, Shuzoche benichse aviv kishar hayorshim, Shuzochin, and number two, Ben kamtachas aviv afshin yorish bimenu. The father's kamtachas aviv, right? We had that earlier at the beginning of the eighth parak, about for Yi'ud and for Steachuza. There's some special dinim regarding a son. Again, that is an important line about Tchias HaMesim and about the difference of Ben and others. If you look in the Chashuk Yechemed here, he discusses a case of similar to our case of Kinyan B'Torah Safek, the following. Chasan Shenishtadech. There was a Chasan, Baruch Hashem, It was a shidduch. It was a shidduch that he was going to. People are were setting up for him. Hayazakuk ladira yafeh, and he was engaged, and he needed an apartment to live. And he told the mitaveach, and he said the person who was going to get him the real estate agent. So he said, This is the price that I'm going to give you for finding me an apartment. Schum gadol shel kesef. And the mitaveach found one. Rachmana litzlan. In the interim, the kala was niftara, and the chassid no longer obviously needs the apartment. Kavrzman, a couple months later, doesn't say how long. Years later, the chassid starts going out again. Shadeach chassid sheinis v'shuv. And then Baruch Hashem, he finds somebody, gets engaged, and he needs a dira again. And the kanas adira rishona shematzal mitaveach. And he goes back to the mitaveach, who still has that apartment. Maybe it was it's one of his. He hasn't sold it. Maybe somebody was there in between. Whatever. And he says, okay, I'll take it. So the mitaveach now wants the same amount of money that was promised him the first time, that the chassan was maftiachlo. But the chassan says, that was for the first shidduch. But things have changed, maybe there's less money involved right now, so I need law of avi, of a law of Ramugurim. I never promised you for the seconds. So, who wins here? So, where do you look in Shas? So this is exactly one of, similar to our case. Right, somebody took something, and it's kind of like a hesach hadas. Right, why, when the first person was, the people were machzik. And then what happens? They hear that there's a son, they hear that the wife is pregnant, basically give it up. They're mesiach das. And then it comes out that there is no son, and then it comes out that somebody died, but they were mesiach das. Here, similarly, right, it's, when the kala died, does the mitaveach know that there's gonna be a second kala in the future? So l'chora, the Rav Zilberstein says, lo magiel mitaveach harishon demei tivuach. Right, it's a new state, and therefore, if there was nothing promised, and there was nothing promised, and the chassan is not responsible to give that earlier amount. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Tashma, five lines from the bottom. Now let's going to get into the machlokas that we had already. Now we have a daya, we have a sheet in the Amoran that holds that ubar can be kone. Rav Sheshes, an ubar can be kone. You don't even need a kishatele, right? Rav Nachman was at least bechalik between now and then, kana and lekishatele, and Rav Huna rejected both. So let's try to prove. Says the Gemara Tashma, tinog ben yom echad nochel umanchil, a child that is one day old. That child has the power to be nochel and manchil. Right, nochel, let's say the child's father, Rachman al-Islam, dies when the child is one day old, the child yarshins. Nochel, umanchil, and he can be manchil. If that child gets property and then Rachman al-Islam dies, then he's manchil to his yarshim. Ben yom, so what do we medayik from there? That a one day old child can be nochel umanchil, ben yom echad in ubarlo. Kashan Rav Sheshes, right? Because why does the Gemara say, why does the Braisa say that it is dafka, a one-day-old child? Maybe it is, should be, it's a, the Mishnah, this Mishnah Mesechas Nida, the Mishnah, the Perek there, if you remember, talks all about the ages. You need this for a 12-year-old and a 13-year-old. So there, it says a one-day-old child can be nochel umanchil. So kashan Rav Sheshes, so dafka yom echad en ubar lo, answer, ha'amar Rav Sheshes. No, Rav Sheshes says that case uses the lashon of Yom Echad because of the following chiddush. Nochel benichse ha'im lahanchil la'achim min ha'av. What we're talking about that in that case is a specific case of Yerusha that would not work bekever, would not work if the child dies before the mother. So what's the case there? Nochel benichse ha'im, if the mother dies after having the child, which Rachman al-Islan was very common in the days of old, mother dying in childbirth or from childbirth. So nochel benichse ha'im, the mother dies, and she has property that is not coming from the husband. So that property goes to her son, lahan chalachim anav, and then when he dies, then it's going to go to his brothers, his paternal brothers. So that requires only if he's one day old. Otherwise, maybe just to be kone, Rav Sheshes would say, even an uber would be kone. But in order to be nochel and then manchil to others, then you got to be one day old. The dafka ben yom echad, in that case, is only one day old child. Aval uber lo, an uber wouldn't, meaning if the son died before the mother, then it would not go to his paternal brothers. It would go to the mother's other relatives. Because he is not manchil to his paternal brothers unless he's alive, unless he's one day old. So v'davka ben yom echad aval uber lo, v'duber wouldn't my taima. Why? Says the Gemara, to whom I is Beresha? Because if he dies first, that's it. Ben and the son does not yarshin the mother bekever. So therefore, that's how Rav Sheshes learns that Mishnah. You're right, that Mishnah in Nida says that it is dafka, one day old. But that's not because an uber cannot be kona. An uber can be kona. But that's trying to bring up a case that is nochel and manchil, so that requires a one day old child. Good. Tosis. Actually, let's just do a little few more lines. Lameimra duma is Beresha. Does this mean that we're talking about a case, Rahman and childbirth, that he died first and then she dies first? So Lameimra duma is Beresha. So does it happen that in this type of case, that the child would die before the mother? Vahahavi uvdu pirkis lasa perkuse. There was a case that the ubar flailed around, right, for three flails, three movings, even after being born. So you see the child was still alive, even after the mother died. That's not a raya, who died first. Because that could just be knee-jerk reactions that do not reflect life. Like the tail of a lizard sometimes flails around, even after it's cut off from the lizard. It's not alive anymore, for sure. But it just moves, because there's some type of movement. But it doesn't mean that's not a reflection of chiyus, as the Gemara says. But that is all number one. Number one way of reading that Mishnah in Nida is that really an ubar can be koneh, but is dafka giving a case of an ubar that is nochel, and then manchil. Number one. Tosfos says, Vahainu taima. So says the back to the first line of the Gemara, that the child died first. Who my inspiration? Why is that? So says, look at the Gemara in Maseches Arachin. That's the Gemara that I alluded to before, about the case of the Ubar and the Rambam and the abortion. So da'aydi de zutra chiyuse, aili le tipsa de malacha maves, umachatla le simanim. Using a symbolic type of description, since the life of the uterus, life of the ubar, of the fetus, is less. He's not alive yet. So that's how it's weaker, and so to speak, the drop of the malach hamavis happens first before the mother. V'hada amar, but now the Gemara says, what about if you look in Maseches Chulin, it says that if you shecht this, there's a concept called ben pekua. What's a ben pekua? Ben pekua is if I shecht an animal, and then I find an animal inside of it, that animal inside of it on a daraisa level does not require shechita. Called the ben pekua, because the shechita of the mother matired the child. And even if the offspring walks around, the baby's alive, or the mother was about to give birth, and you shechted it, and that shechita works, and midaraisa, you don't need shechita on that other animal. Just kill it and eat it. You don't need shechita. Midarabanan, you do, because of maris ayin. But midaraisa, you don't. But one second. Ask Tosfos, didn't we just say that the offspring always dies before the mother, because the mother has a stronger life and the offspring has a weaker life? Said he ever have a ben pakua case? Says Tosfos, it depends how the mother died. Hainu davka kisheshachta oharga, sha'az himeisa tchila. If there is a human intervention or something that causes the death of the mother, not stam, the mother died, let's say from the childbirth or from the offspring birth, so that's where the mother might die only. Kidda amrinan, beperak amad erichin, v'chulu v'chulu. Right, the meisav hainu meisai de adam inami ayide malachamaves ukigon chine ekarav la latzeis da'azein avlan meis. Right, the baby is having difficulty coming out. Meaning, Tosfos says there's a chilek between bide adam ubide shamayim, so to speak. When does this principle apply that the child will die first? That's bide shamayim. If things happen from the natural, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But, of course, if somebody intervenes from the outside, if somebody shechs an animal, kills an animal, it's very well, it could be that the mother will be dead first, and the child might not even die. Right? We also have this chilek, important discussion in Maseches Baba Kama. The Mar Baba Kama discusses, the Eben Ezra has this chilek also on Chumash. The same that Tosfos says in Baba Kama. But the Gemara tells us in the 8th paragraph of Baba Kama that a doctor has rishus to heal. Farapo yirape, mikan shenitam rishus l'rofi l'rapos. Right, that's the Gemara in Baba Kama. Ask the Rishonim, what is a doctor need rishus for? Right, you would have thought that a doctor can't heal. Why would you think that a doctor can't be a doctor? Yes, it says at the end of Kedushin, tov shevarofim l'gehenim. What does that mean? Whatever that means. Many different pshatim. But why would you have thought that a doctor can't heal? Ask Tosfos, v'yim tomar, v'hamei rapo yilchudei shemin olay. And also, what's the double lashon? Just one rapo. What do you mean, rapo yirape? The Yesh Lomar says Tosfos, the Havamina Hanimili Makabide Adam. I might have thought that when could a doctor heal a humanly infected illness? That's not from God, so to speak. That's from another person. Somebody gives me a bang, then I could go heal that. Aval choli ababi de shamayim, but it's choli that comes from heaven. Kishemerape, when I heal it, nira kisoser kzeres hamelach. Hashem wants me to be sick, right? So who am I to go to a doctor to undermine what Hashem is trying to do? That's what I might have thought. We don't. It's not kind of like saras. Saras is a message from Hashem. You don't go to the doctor. You go to the kohen. Right? So maybe by a physical illness. Kamash Malan Deshari. Says Tosfos, we don't paskin that way. Kamash Malan, we say it's mutter, no matter every type of illness. We go to a doctor. That is, again, a chilek, that havamina is the similar chilek, what we have here in our Tosfos. The Ramban made that concept famous, not just that chilek, but the Ramban in Bechukosai has a well-known piece which has much controversy written about it. The Ramban seems to say that one shouldn't go to doctors. That's pretty ironic. The Ramban was a doctor. The Rama was a doctor. The Sfarno, most Rishonim were doctors. But the Ramban has a line which seems to say that you don't go to doctors. But Rov HaPoskim, almost all Poskim assume, you have to look at the whole Ramban. You can't just take one line out of that Ramban. The Ramban in Bechukosai, in Perachav Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph, discusses this. But it's clear, say Poskim, Dr. Abraham in the Nishmat Avraham quotes all the Poskim that explain it this way. It's clear that the Ramban is talking about a time period when there was Nevuah, when there were Baskols, when there were Nisim. So then, in that type of circumstance, then maybe we could say that a sickness is a message from Hashem. Says the Ramban, I'll read you his lashon. V'haklal ki bihiyos Yisrael shleimim v'heim rabim. Right, based on a pasuk in Nachum, when Bnei Yisrael are shleimim, lo yisnahig in yonam b'teva klal. They won't have any natural hisnahagos with them. Right, like the Gemara says, ein mazal Yisrael. Lo begufam, v'lo ba'artzam, v'lo bechlalam, v'lo biyachin mehem. Ki yivarech Hashem lachmam u'meimam, v'yasir machlam yikirbam, ad shelo yitztarchu l'rofei. They won't have to. Kamo sha'amar ki ani Hashem rofecha. Hashem's our doctor. V'chein ayu ha-tzadikim osim bizman ha-nevuah, gam ki yikram avon, she-yechalu v'lo yidushu barofim rak b'neviim. When somebody got sick, in the time of the Nevi'im, they would go to a Navi. They wouldn't go to a doctor. Ki'inyin chizkiyo b'chaluso. Chizkiyo went to, we did this yesterday, Hashkacha. Right? Yesterday we mentioned, Chizkiyo went to Yeshayo. Why am I sick? I'm going to go to a doctor for it. He went to a Navi. Because that's a different time period. V'yomar akasev gam bechal yovel darash es Hashem ki berofim v'ilu hayadvar arofim nahug bahem ma'atam sheyasker arofim eina Hashem rak bavur shlo darash Hashem aval hukasher yomar adam lo acha ploni v'chul. When he continues aval darash Hashem benavi lo yidrosh berofim uma chelik lerofim bebeis osei ritzon Hashem achar sheftiyechu v'erachas lach lecha v'esmei mecha v'atziyosim achla b'kirbecha v'arofim ein maseim rak amach v'mish mashke v'chulu v'chulu. That is what the Ramban says. And he says at the end, what about the Gemara Barapa Yerape? That just means that if somebody, a patient comes to them, they're allowed to heal them. But not that the patient should come to them in the first place. Umasha Amru, Mikan Shinele Rushus Rofi the Rapos, Lo Amru Shinele Rushus Lachola, Lehis Rapos, El Akivan Shechala Hachola, Ubala His Rapos, Kinog Rafus, Vuhulo Hayim, Meadas Hashem, Shechalga Machayim, Ein Lerofi Lesser Atzmo Mirfuaso, Vichulu. That's the Ramban. But all Poskim say, we don't Poskim that way. Of course not. If somebody's sick, they go to a doctor. You have a chiyuv to go to a doctor. Right? And that's what is the accepted halacha. That is what the poskim say. Interestingly, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Rofein, Shin Lamed Vav in Yoredeya, how does the Shulchan Aruch start off? Nitzana Atari Rishus L'Rofei L'Rapos. Starts off, right, and quotes the Gemara here in Bava Kama. U'mitzvahi, u'bechlal pikuach nefeshu, v'imoneya atzmo, harei ze shofech domim. He's a murderer if he doesn't heal. Right, that is Rishus the Rofe Le Rapos. And the post can talk about, why did it say Rishus? Why did it say Chova? The Taz talks about this. The Shach talks about this. V'chulu. It is pointed out that the great poskim, the Rambam, the Rosh, and the Rif, none of them quote Verapo Yerape as the source. My father likes to point this out, that the none of them quote that, right? They only quote the Rambam in Pirshim Mishayis and Nedarim, quotes V'hashivosolo. Just like there's a mitzvah to return somebody's lost item, then obviously to return his health. Kal v'chomer to return his health. Right, based on the Gemara in Nedarim, right, all the Gemara's in Nedarim, those dafim about Bikur Cholim in Nedarim, so that's on that, by that, those Gemara's, the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnah quotes Fahashivo Solo. But Verapo Yerape is not quoted. That's a mystery in that sugya. Okay, a lot more, but we'll continue. Says the Gemara, fifth line. Mar Berei de Rav Yosef, Mishmei de Rav Amar, a different pshat of that Mishnah Nida that says one day old is the minimum. Aye, what about an Ubar, Mashpe Ubar? No. So the second Shita is really, sometimes it could be that the mother dies first. Right, and the Uber can be manchil afterwards. So what about this case? The reason the Mishnah there says one day old is because it's to tell me that it's mimai lechelik bechor. If the baby is born, and then the baby is one day old, so then that could be called another child in terms of when a bechor is split up. And you can, let's say there are three children, you consider it four children because the bechor is going to get a second portion. So this child is considered a child. You have to take him into account and give him a portion when you split up the bechora, only if he's one day old. V'dafka ben yom echad, aval uber lo, my time of a yol du lo amar achmana. D'amar mar, berei de Rav Yosef, mishei de Rava, ben, shenola, lachar misas aviv, eino memayit b'chelik bechora. Rava says, a child that's born after misas aviv is not memayit. Right? He had to be one day old when the father died and the Yerusha went down. My time of Yaldulo Amarachmana Viha Leka. So that's a second way of understanding why the Mishnah Nida there says one day old. Visura Masnu Hachi, in Surah they had this previous version. Vipimbodisa Masnu Hachi, they had the following. Amar Marbari de Rav Yosef, Bishrei de Rava, Bechar, different people, Bechar Shinola, Lachar Misas Aviv, Eino Noto Pishnayim. Not Mimai Bechelek Bechora, but does he take Pishnayim? The Rashbam talks about how exactly this is possible, that a Bechor that's Nola after Misas Aviv, he's not going to take Pishnayim. Why wouldn't it be? And then we'll talk about exactly what the case is. Why wouldn't the Bechor take Pishnayim if he's born after the father dies? Right, let's say the father died, and then 2 months later his son is born. My taima Yakir Amarachmana Fahalesa the Yakir. Bechor, it says Yakir lo Pishnayim, and he's not here to be Makir him. So what exactly is the case? How could a Bechor be born after Misas Aviv? And then there'll be an issue of he's not the only Yoresh. Says the Rashbam, twins. What if there are twins born after the father dies? So then you can have a Bechor and a Pashut. Yolda Ta'omim. Or what if the person had a few wives? Oh, Hayil Yaakov, says the Rashbam on the fifth Y line. Hayil Yaakov Nashim Harbe. V'nolad Ruvain Achar Misaso Mileya V'Yosef Mirachel. Right, he has different ones. Right, so therefore, you need Yakir. And if you don't have Yakir here, that's the problem. Look at the language of the Rashbam, though. One more line in the fifth line. Yakir Be'inan, says the Rashbam. V'kivan D'nolad B'chayav. Let's say the baby boy is born for one day. Then the baby dies. The kivat shenolad b'chayav, or what if the father never saw the child? Right? He was not makir him. So do you still say there was a pishnayim? Says Rosh Hashanah, yeah. As long as they were alive together, it's good enough. Why? Kivat shenolad b'chayav, afilu lo ra'uhu aviv lo hikiru miyamav, even though he didn't, wasn't makir him. Ho il v'roi lekera, ein akira makevesbo. As long as there was the potential to be makir, they were alive together, he didn't have to actually be makir him. Hid Rabbi Zeira. He quotes Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Zeira's principle of kol haroi labila. As we had earlier, a couple of weeks ago, kol haroi labila, Rabbi Zeira says sometimes you only need the potential for something, you don't have to need actually the fulfilling of the action, right? The source of Rabbi Zeira is by mincha. When you bring a mincha, how much flour goes into one kli that would mix with oil? And if you have too much flour in one kli that's not mixable, so then you have to use two kalim. Even though you don't have to actually mix it, it just has to be ra'ui labila, even though you don't have to actually have the bila. So Rabbi Rashbam says here, you need the potential for yakir, even though you don't have to need the actual yakir, right? Various Rishonim quote Rabbi Zeira, even in the places where the Gemara quotes it in a few places, but the Rishonim quoted in places even where the Gemara doesn't quote it. One fascinating area is the sugya in Sukkah Lamed Ches, the sugya of Shomea Ka'one. What happens if I'm in the middle of Shemon Esrei and the Chaza gets up to Kedusha? So what do? We pass on like Rashi. Right? What do? We stop and listen. We stop and listen, but do we ever think about that? That's interesting. We stop and listen, why? To be Yotzei Kedusha, even though we're not allowed to say it ourselves at that moment. So how does that work? We could have our cake and eat it too. We could be Yotzei, and it's not called a Hefsek. That's Rashi Shita. That's the middle Shita. But there are two other Shitas, Tosfos and the Ritva. Tosfos holds, no. don't stop. Why? Shomei Kone. If you stop and listen, it's as if you're saying it. You can't talk in the middle of Shemona Esrei, middle of the Amida, as it's called. So therefore, Tosafot says, keep going. And the Ritva says also, keep going. But why? Because the Ritva, not because of the same reason as the Ritva. The Tosafot holds Shomei Kone is mamish Kone, and therefore you can't stop. Obviously, Rashi doesn't hold that. But the Ritva says, don't stop. Why? Because Shomei Kone is not going to help you here. Shomei Kone only helps you where you would be able to say it yourself, so you can have somebody else say it for you. But in the middle of Shemona Esrei, you can't say it yourself. So if you can't say it yourself, so nobody can say it for you. Shomei Kone is not going to work here. That's why, because of, right, Rabbi Zeira. You need, Shomei Kone requires Roy to say it yourself. But if you can't say it yourself, so then it's not going to work. And there are other, that's just one example, there are others, but Rishonim quoted in various places. Weiter. Amr of Yitzchak, Amr of Yochanan, Hamazakal Uber Lokana, the main sugi that we've been talking about. So, Rabbi Yochanan says, you can't be an Uber, a fetus cannot be Kone. If you have Torah Mishnah, say, what about our Mishnah? Right, Rafuna said, I don't know who the Cheetah's like. We had seven different Cheetahs that, why did the Mishnah say this? And we rejected all of them. That he explained our Mishnah. So why in our Mishnah does it work where he says, oh, if my wife has a boy, he gets 100, my wife has a girl, 200. You can't be zochet for the ubar. Ho'il v'daito shal adam krova etzel b'no. Why does it work in the Mishnah? Because it's a father-son. For a child, it works. What does that clearly say? Right? Why can an ubar be zochet, be kone? It's lo b'lo'olam. So what the Gemara say? Oh, but by a son it works. What does that mean? So we mention often, there's the two different understandings. What's the problem by a Dorish Shalom Bala Olam? Is it because there's a law bar kinyon? The chefza needs to be here, or the person needs to be here for the kinyon to work, formally, or the problem is Gemira's Das. Because the person doesn't take it so seriously, if it's a Lo Bala Olam. And there are different, there's a Gemara about Metzia Tazayin that seems to say it's Gemira's Das. So here, this Gemara also. It's lo balolam. What does the Gemara say? Yeah, but by his son, he's serious. He really wants his son to have it. If it's a formal problem of kinyan, so then you should say it's a problem even for the son. The fact that the Gemara here says, oh, a person's das is karvei, so bano, sounds like, and the Rashbam explains it this way, he really gives it to his son. He really wants his son to have it. Good. Amar Lev Rashmuel Rav Chana Bagdata. The Rashbam says Baghdad is the name of a city. So Shmuel says Rav Chana Bagdata. Puk I see Li Be'asara. Get me 10 people. Va'aymi Lacha Banfai. I want to give a shir. I want to publicize a certain sock. And I'll say in front of them, Amzaka Lubar Kana. V'ilchaz Amzaka Lubar Lo Kana. I want to publicize that, but that's not the sock that we hold. Right? We hold Amzaka Lubar Lo Kana, says the Gemara. There is an interesting Rimigash that the Achronim discuss. I'll just mention the Rimigash because it's right here, and then we will continue to Be'ez Hashem a little bit more. So the Rimigash says right here, when we say Amazaka Lu'ubar is Lokana, that's only if the Ubar is eventually born. That's when the Ubar is Lokana, because then it's obviously not called a life until after it's born. But if the Ubar is never born, so then we say Lamafreya, the Ubar was Kone. That's the Rimigash, which Reb Chaim calls Tamua, but says the Rimigash, I'll read it. This Chazilon bePiruka daKusha. It's a long piece, but at the end of that piece, he says, "Tahay daAmar Rabbanan Uber Lokana Achi Valeid. The Uber is not Kona until it's born. Hanimili buUber Chai. The Asi Lachla Leida. V'Daiki Nami Midamrina Achi Valeid. The Alma buUber Shulchai. Aval LaOlam Uber Shemeis B'Meiy Imo. But if an Uber dies, Mikivan Demis V'Nizbarer She'Eino Omi Lihi Valeid." Interesting. When does the neshama come in? Nase adam v'kana chelko b'yerusha. Sharein omi l'leida. Sheit v'hadavar et sheivaleim. Right, this is the well, I guess, the Gemara Nida, right? You learn Kol HaTorah Kula in utero, you gotta have a neshama then, right, to learn that. But that's what the Rimigash has this unusual shita of only if the Ubar is born, that's when the kinyan is only later on. But if the Uber is never born, then the kinyan can happen even earlier. Again, a difficult Shiloh, the Rebbe Chanan in the Kovetz Haaretz talks about this in Simen Mem, but just to mention it, it's not for now. We continue. Hahuda Amr L'Debisu, Nechasai L'Banai Da Yevili Minach. Somebody goes to his wife and says, my Nechasim should go to the son that you will have from me. And she wasn't even pregnant yet. Asabre Kashisha Amr Lehu Gavr Mai Dev L'A. So the other son comes. There's another, an older son that says, hey, what about me? Right, the father goes to the wife and says, honey, this property is going to go to your son. That's, you're going to have, you're going to, it's going to be born. So the older brother says, come, what about me? So Amarlei, zil kani chad mibra. You're right, you're going to get a portion also. That's the lashon. You're going to get a portion also. So the question is, the child, the unborn child, for sure is not going anything. Even if you say an Uber is kana, there's no even Uber here yet, right? She's not pregnant yet. But the question is, what about this other son that came and he said, yeah, okay, you're going to get a portion also, an extra portion. So does that have any ramifications? Let's say there are 10 brothers. There's one unborn one. So this statement has nothing to do with it. This statement, he's not kona. But what about the one brother that came? So the fact that the brother said, yeah, you'll get a portion, did that work? Hi is chuluk l'talya b'makam banye, or less le chuluk l'talya b'makam banye. Which is it? Is he going to get a portion? Because we throw out the statement of the unborn, the unpregnant child, right? The child's not pregnant yet, so that's meaningless. So do we say the other side of what he said also? You'll also get a portion. Is that also meaningless? Or do we say no? So Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Maisha, Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Amri, is Cholok Latalia Makom Baneh. Right, the first three rabbis said, he does get a portion. Rabbi Yavo, Rabbi Chini Bar Papi, Rabbi Yisrael Nafka, the Amri, less than Cholok Latalia Makom Baneh. He doesn't get a portion. Amal Rabbi Yavo, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Hilchaz HaKavasan, or Hilchaz HaKavasaychu. Who's right? Are we right? Or are you right? Amalei says Rabbi Yirmiyah, Pshita Dochazak Kavasan. For sure we're right, says Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah was in the first group, that he does get a portion. Why? Tekashishna Minaychu. We're older than you. Of course we're right. Listen to your elders. Velav Elchazak Kavasaychu, the Dar Dekiyatun. You're younger. You're youngins. You're newies. Right? So, it's not like you. Amarlei says, Rabbi Avivo, back to Rabbi Yirmiyah, I'm sorry, but you know what? When it comes to psak, you don't only just go by age. Midi bekashi shusa talya milsa, bitaima talya milsa. It doesn't go by age, it goes by svara. Which is the more logical shita? That's the issue here. So don't tell me we paskin like you because you're older. So what exactly is the svara? That we'll have to see. The Gemara is going to talk about it on the next stop. But just one final point. Today was like a Rav Elchanan day here in Daf Yomi land. But Rav Elchanan says here in Osadites, talking about, what's this last issue? Go by age or go by svara? Right, what's that machlokas about? Interesting machlokas, right? Just because somebody's older and more senior, does that mean that we're always going to paskin like them? So Rav Elchanan says it's not true. Right? Do you go by the person? Do you go by the content? Says Rav Elchanan, Bir asafik, the bechal piskei halachas efshel lafarish b'shnei ofanim. Every time you have a psak halacha, right? Is it a psak based on the content or based on the person? Ta'achra ha'isa al adin atzmo. Or Yesh Lomer de Begufa Lachos Lo Yachlu Lachria Elashechriu Shreb Yosi Reb Yudu Bar Samcha Yosim Reb Meir. Right. Whenever you have rules of psak, you have to. The question is it because there's something more logical about a certain shita, or there are rules? Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, Reb Yosi, Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda. All different rules of who we paskin likes. That's, this line is very important relating to that issue. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Baruch Hashem, we will continue our march through Mishmeis. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow.